WXLK HD Roanoke.
Laughter-induced accidents are not covered by insurance. Listen with caution when consuming hot beverages for the next 4 hours.
Out!
In the morning.
Time to start your day with the K92 Morning Thing. If you can handle laughter, occasional silliness, and a good time, then you're in the right place. If not, well, you've been warned. Here's Monica Brooks, Antoine Terrell, and Chris Ryan.
Good morning. It is straight up 6 o'clock. It is Wednesday, April the 17th, 2024. Cloudy this morning. We could see a few stray showers, too. Otherwise, pretty much cloudy all day. 77 for the high. Right now, 59 in the NRV. 58 in Lynchburg. 63 in Roanoke. And I realized yesterday one of my toxic traits is thinking I have a lot of extra money to spend when I do Amazon returns. When you turn a few items, oh, I got like a $75 credit. I'm like, oh, free money.
Okay. It's like Amazon return. Oh, yeah. Because then they will credit your account. And yeah.
Yeah. I feel like, oh, that's free money, but it's really not.
It's not. Know? No, no. So did you buy something?
Well, I bought some. So I went and bought some summer clothes.
Okay.
So I wanted like some new summery things to wear, and a few things they were way too big. So I sent them back. So then I just reordered those same items, but a smaller size.
Okay.
But I was all excited. It's like, hey, free money. I'm like, oh no, not really.
I've already spent it.
What's on your mind this morning, Monica?
I had I want to hear about your dinner last night, because I know my dinner was really lame. I think on the show, you'll be disappointed. I had string beans and some yogurt for dinner. That's all I want. Wait.
Honestly, that's better than some of the things you've had in the past. Yeah. So I'm not super disappointed in you, because you've had walnuts for dinner once.
Almonds are good. That's a good protein. Just toss them back. But yeah, the kids had pasta, and I'm like, I'm not feeling that. So I was like, I just want some like string beans.
What made you eat string beans? Because as a kid, I hated string beans. Right. As an adult, I think they suck.
Oh, what? But the crispy ones, you put them in the oven?
No.
No?
Give me like a full fresh bean, and steam them. But string beans, no.
Yeah, I don't love them. I don't hate them. They feel like a necessary evil when you're eating. Sometimes you just got to have them with meals. So I don't know if that would have been my choice.
Okay.
But at the same time, I can't hate you for it, because like I said, you've eaten worse for dinner.
Okay.
Like, well, at least that's healthy.
Yeah.
I would have been in the kids' pasta.
Exactly.
Well, how are you doing?
Oh man, so many things on my mind this morning. So many. But it has me thinking, is there an activity that you do where if someone catches you doing the activity, they're like, oh my God, he or she is stressed right now? Like, is there something? Because for me, it is cleaning at the wrong time, inappropriately cleaning.
Mm-hmm.
If you see me cleaning at 4 o'clock in the morning or 10 o'clock at night when I need to be asleep, when I need to be doing something else, then you can say, Antoine's probably stressed. Do you have that stress activity where if I'm like, oh, Chris is doing that? Well, yeah, he has a lot going on. Or same thing for you, Monica.
I guess I stay stressed. I was gonna say if I go
if
work,
I'm breathing.
Yeah. If I go for a workout and I'm tossing like the big stuff, then yeah, you just get out of my way. Just don't bother talking to me. Yeah, just let me do my thing.
Yeah, my body's built on stress. So, I mean, I do kind of clean things when I'm stressed out, but I can definitely tell when somebody's stressed, especially out in public, if they're pacing or if you're like waiting with somebody, they're kind of tapping their hand, or their foot
their nails,
or something.
Maybe.
See, for me, the only way you're really gonna be able to tell as if I'm starting to straighten up or clean, or if I'm looking around like, you know what, this place, we need a makeover here.
Oh, so did you do this today? Did you straighten up in here?
I don't care enough about this place.
Okay, well, you're good then. All right.
Okay, well, now I know how you really feel about this show. You couldn't even clean up after us.
Hold on to your brain cells. Here's Antoine's random fact of the day on K92.
And actually, retraction. Sometimes, when it's appropriate, you can come into my personal bubble and do this one thing.
Okay.
Because science says there's one thing that you can do to make people feel better and become better at their job, and that is the infamous pat on the back. Simple walk up to someone and pat them on the back as a sign of encouragement or as a sign of good luck, because we just got out of March Madness.
Uh-huh.
All the basketballs, all the dribbling, the men's, the women's, the little kids and everything.
Yep.
And a study was done where whenever a basketball player missed the first free throw, when you shoot free throws, you typically get two. Whenever they missed the first one, if their teammates came up to them and gave them a pat on the back or a high five, the percentage of them hitting the second free throw goes up exponentially.
Okay.
And if their teammates did not come up, because that happens soon, it's very awkward, to pat them on the back or high-five them after they miss it, they typically don't make the second one.
Okay, I mean, they don't have that encouragement.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and when you say basketball, I think about just like the butt pats. I feel like they all...
You know what? The butt pats are very weird.
That's all I ever see.
Place, but they're weird.
I've never understood. I've never once patted a friend of mine on the butt for doing something good. It's always a high five or
I have.
I would hug somebody before I pat them on the butt, but I feel that's so common in sports.
Well, so yesterday we had basketball open gym and we took the girls out to the track yesterday to just run, and they were exhausted. And to encourage the girls, one of the players walked by them and tapped each one on the butt as a sign of encouragement. Didn't say anything to them, but it was just like, good job, good job. And I thought in that moment, so it's funny you said that today, I'm like, that is so weird. Because I do it, I've done it too.
Okay.
With like my teammates and, you know, other coaches.
And it just comes naturally to just
it's
pat
like
on the
normal thing, just like, boom, good job.
Yeah.
Yeah, but doing that in sports is different, but it would be odd if I did that to you in the office. Really good show today, Antoine.
I mean, it would be hilarious. I guess HR would be like, that's not hilarious, but
that is so funny. I'm glad you brought that up, because it's such a weird thing that's so common. Like when you're watching it, and outside of you, Monica, because obviously it stood out to you, and you too, Chris. But when it happens in a game, you don't think much of it.
No.
Even as a fan, you don't think much of it. Like, oh, this is commonplace. It's really weird.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Like, my hand is right here. Why don't you high-five my hand?
Yeah, someone, if you have a friend that's doing something great, and you just give a tap on the butt and see what their reaction is going to be, in shock and just stunned. Like, what is going on?
Being completely honest, though, if I get a butt tap when I'm playing basketball, I do feel like I'm doing a great job.
Yep.
Like, it makes me feel... That's awkward to say.
Your friends are like, okay, all right, good to know.
Thank you.
Antoine is concerned about us coming to into his bubble yet. It's okay to slap him on the butt. It's the K92 Morning Thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris.
Yes, I have a question for y'all, because there's something that my kids, I feel like they're going to have to experience pretty soon.
Okay.
And that would be a funeral.
Ooh.
Oh, okay.
Okay, because we have, unfortunately, in my family, had several passings.
Uh-huh.
And my mom, she was like, okay, well, the kids, you're going to bring the kids with you to the funeral. And I said, I don't think so. Because, I mean, Hendrix is 9, Ava's 16.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, I feel like they don't know the relative that well. So,
right.
And also
right.
with their ages, I'm like, should they attend the funeral? Should they be exposed to it with this? Is this a good chance to, like, hey, understand what this is and what's going on? You know, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, here's my thought on that. I do agree the first time your child should go to a funeral, it should be like a family member that they were close to, and not like a friend of yours or someone they weren't close to.
A distant relative. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like for example, my father died a couple years ago and my niece and nephew had never been to a funeral. Of course, they were close to him. At the time, my niece was 10.
Okay.
My nephew was 13.
And how did they handle it?
I don't think they knew what was going on. I mean, they knew that their grandfather had died, but they were just kind of looking around. They weren't real emotional. I think they were just like, wow, what is this?
Mm-hmm.
You know, type of thing. So I do think, you know, at some point, a kid is going to have to experience that. But like, you know, Ava, I think Ava's old enough to go to a funeral.
Right.
But, you know, if it was her grandmother or aunt or uncle, somebody she's really close to, then yeah. But I think it all depends on the parents and how comfortable you are with your kid going to a funeral.
Yeah.
But I do think, you know, at some point, a kid is going to have to experience that. You
yes,
know, and
yes.
just have a conversation. This is what happens at the funeral, and it's okay to be sad and all
mm-hmm.
that.
My thought is, and I understand everything that Chris just said, completely logical.
Right.
I think this might be a perfect time for them to go to the funeral, because you said they don't really know this relative that passed away, right?
Uh-huh.
So therefore, I think they can experience the funeral and everything that happens
and know what
within
to expect.
A funeral without having that emotional attachment. I would, for me, I don't know if I would want the first time a kid goes to a funeral to be someone where they are severely emotionally impacted. Where
okay.
it is, you know, God forbid, Nana, Trigger, whomever the case may be,
mm-hmm.
maybe they could just experience the funeral without actually experiencing the funeral.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. It does make sense. And I get what you're saying like that, because I go back and forth. I'm like, with this, you know, relative, would it Is it something to like dump sadness? Because it's going to be a lot of emotions. You know, is it something to dump that on the kids?
Look at, think about it this way. And this is a bad comparison. I understand it. But think about it this way. Before Hendrix or Ava started kindergarten, there was an open house to where they could go and see the classroom. They could meet the teacher, maybe see some of their friends, because it was getting them accustomed to what it was going to be like when it's chaotic, when it's hectic. In my head, this is like a, and I'm sorry to say it because family member, but it's like an open house funeral.
Yeah.
Where they could walk in, they could see this is what it's like. This is what like I'm going to experience. It is. It's, yes, it's their 7-day trial where they can experience it without having the emotional attachment to it to where they're sad and they're crying.
And they have a better understanding. You can discuss, you know, with the kids.
Exactly. And they can talk about the death and all of that.
Right. If you don't think Hendrix is old enough, then I think Ava for sure is old enough to say, you know, well, you know, you're going to experience funeral and death in your life. Here's a little, this is kind of what you'll experience type of thing, you know?
Okay. All right. Well, it's something to think on. I mean, how, and you can text in if you want to 52353. What are your thoughts on kids attending funerals? We can get into that. K92.
It's the K92 Morning Thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris. It is time for our question of the day. If you know the answer, you will win a 4-pack of tickets to see the Rail Yard Dogs play in the playoffs this Friday night.
All right. And we have someone on the phone. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you doing?
We are doing pretty good. Now, I have your name written in front of me, but I want you to say it to make sure I pronounce it correctly. How do you say your name?
It is Chevy.
Chevy. Not Chevy. See, when I see it spelled out, it's C-H-E-V-Y, correct?
Yeah, C-H-E-V-E.
E-V-E.
Yeah, so it's like Chevy Chase, just with an E.
But I want to say Chevy like Chevrolet. And so that's why I didn't want to start off Chevy's day like that. I didn't want him to yell at me. All right, Chevy, here's the question of the day. Because it is National Banana Day, only 6% of people prefer their bananas to be this color. Is it green, yellow, or yellow with brown spots?
I'm going to go with green.
You going with the green? Yeah, it's green. Now, me, I am 0% to all those colors.
You're not a fan of bananas.
And I've tried so much because they're so easy to eat. But I just can't. I can't get around
it. Oh, that was my fave, even as a kid. Cut them up on some Cheerios.
Yeah, Chevy, let me ask you this. Is there a more awkward food to eat than eating a banana in front of someone?
I guess either that or a corn dog.
I had to get on my son.
Because I had someone point at a police officer that was eating a banana, and he was like aggressively eating a banana outside, and I was like, well, you know, that's just unfortunate how that came out. Anyway,
you guys are being children.
You know what?
Right now. You
I know.
Guys are children.
We are adults growing up today. All right, so you got those tickets. You got a 4-pack of tickets to see the Rail Yard Dogs round 2 of the playoffs this Friday night from K92.
Hey, thank you for listening
this
morning.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Hey, ladies in the place, I'm calling out to you. To all the ladies in the place
with style and grace. Advice and solving life's biggest dilemmas. This is The Ladies Room with Monica Brooks on K92.
Monica, Antoine, and Chris in The Ladies Room today with Miss Erica, who is contemplating divorcing her husband. Why, Erica? What's going on?
So I told my husband of 3 years recently that I want kids, and it just didn't go the way that I thought it would. I'm 42 years old, and honestly, when my husband and I first started dating, I told him, like, no, I don't want kids, just us, you know. And now, you know, into our marriage, I've changed my mind. And I realized, like, seeing all my friends with their kids, like, I want to have one, maybe two, depending on how difficult it is for me to get pregnant.
When you shared with him that you didn't want kids, like, he supported you in that, that he didn't want kids either?
He didn't want kids either, right? So, like, we kind of were on the same page, yeah.
That's a big life change. Yeah, that's a big ask of someone.
He's really upset. He's so upset. Like, he does not want children at all. And he basically, I mean, honestly, feels kind of like ageism. Like, he's refusing to understand why a woman at my age would want to have kids, like, later in life. And I think it can be a really beautiful thing. But he doesn't at all. And, like, we now we're talking about it all the time. He's threatening to get a vasectomy. Like,
oh no,
you go trick me.
I mean, look, I'm his wife, and I think that, like, while this is a huge life changing idea,
oh yeah,
he should be a little bit more understanding. Like, he's an only child, you know. Like, this would make his mom so happy too.
His mom is not going to be paying all those bills. It's expensive to have a kid.
And to be honest, you said that, you know, he should go through with this because, you know, it'd make you happy. He should go through with this because he was an only kid. It'd make his mom happy. I've not heard you say that he should go through with this because it's going to make him happier.
Mm.
I think that he doesn't realize how much joy it will bring him, to be honest. Yeah, like, he says, oh, he wants to keep his sanity and keep his sleep schedule. But, like, I see the joy that our friends have, and we don't have that.
Yeah, I was like, maybe you need to sit down and write out the pros and cons of the situation. Like, you know, okay, what are we, because you're going to have to give up some things.
Yeah, and if I'm your husband, I'm thinking, oh my gosh, this is going to be huge financially.
And I mean, if we're being honest, should he have to sit through and write the pros and cons? Before they got married, the conversation was, she didn't want kids, mm-hmm. he didn't want kids.
Yep. Right.
So they kind of went into this marriage with this agreement. Now, while people will change their mind, mm-hmm. people also won't change their mind.
That's right. That's why it's so tough. It's a difficult situation to figure out. But if you love each other, maybe you can come to some... I wouldn't even put it that way, Monica.
Yeah, you can't put the love on top of that one.
Yeah, someone that's been in this, maybe they can help Erica out. So go ahead and start texting us at 523-540-774-9236. That's our phone number. Give us a call. Help out Erica in the ladies' room. K92.
Hey, ladies in the place, I'm calling.
To all the ladies in the place with style and grace.
Advice and solving life's biggest dilemmas. This is The Ladies' Room with Monica Brooks on K92.
Yep, and Erica's thinking about divorcing her husband. Why? Because she's changed her mind. She wants kids. He does not.
Yeah.
She's like, they met, and yep. they both, when they started talking, they said, hey, we don't want kids, but she's changed her mind. And so she wants some advice on how to handle the situation. We received some texts to 52353. One text that reads, Erica should have the conversation with her husband one last time, sitting down, writing out the pros and cons. And if he loves her, he will be open to her ideas without completely shutting her down. He can be understanding and still decline at the end. If he does not, then her feelings have never truly mattered to him because she is human as well. And her feelings have changed on the subject.
I do get that. Like, mm-hmm. sitting down, at least having the conversation.
And we have another text here from Brandon. It sounds like she's a little self-centered and very toxic because she's trying to make him do something she knew he didn't want to do. And it makes me feel like she might have said she didn't want kids because he said it and she hoped he would change his mind one day. Well, it looks like that's wishful thinking.
Mm. Yeah. And then one last text says, I somewhat understand what Erica's saying, but I feel like the more she pushes it, the less he's going to want it. But at the same time, if it's something that she really wants, then this is really hard.
Yes. Yeah.
Text message.
Okay. And we have on the phone Molly.
Hi. Yeah, I was in a similar situation with my now ex-fiance. Yeah, he had kids, and I didn't mind being a stepmom, but something changed, and I really wanted to have my own. He agreed at first, but then after trying and failing to get pregnant, like, he was just over it, and we started to argue more, we broke up, and we moved on. So, you know, I've since moved on and had a child with someone else. And I love motherhood. Like, it is so right for me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so glad I did it, right? But, like, you got to do what is right for you. Even if it was discussed, like, you can change your mind. You can do that. But also, like, I agree he shouldn't have to change his mind. You know what I mean? Don't want to force somebody to have kids who doesn't want to have kids, right? But, like, I'll also say, just, you may want to, like, consider an actual counselor, not just a radio station. Like, no offense, guys. I love
your
show.
Oh, no, I get it. Well, we're not certified.
we talk a lot of crap to be certified.
No, but I totally get what you're saying, because that is a big ask. I guess I was trying to figure out a way they can hold on to the marriage, but with this one, just like you said, your ex-fiance, you know?
Yeah, so. Yes. It was like we were not on the same page, and like we needed to be, because parenting is hard. It's so hard. And if you're not going into it with eyes wide open, like on purpose, like everybody on board, like that's just, it's going to tear you apart.
So she wants the kids. The husband doesn't want the kids. If it comes to a head, what does she do? Does she give up the marriage to find?
I think she leaves. Yeah, you don't. Because here's the thing. Like, kids is one of those things that, like, you don't get to do it partway. You don't get to do it and then take it back, right? Like, this is the kind of thing where, and you're also, you're bringing another person into the world. Like, it's not fair to them, right? So I would say if she is sure that this is what she wants, which it sounds like she is, do not strong arm your husband into making this decision. There's no world in which this ends well. So she should leave. She should leave and find somebody who also wants children. And then she can go pursue that with him.
Thank you again. Congrats on your new life and baby and all.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you for coming in the ladies room on K92.
Gotta listen out for this guy. He's a famous name, but don't flop. Something like Sebastian Coe. Celebrity two-word tango.
Celebrity two-word tango. It is the game where we try to name as many celebrities as possible, try to make it to the end of the song, but it's not that simple because we're trying to name celebrities on beat, and the beat gets progressively faster, and we cannot repeat celebrities that's already been named.
That's the tough part.
It's very, very challenging, and I found out the other day, I was speaking to one of my friends, that their kid actually roots for Us to Lose.
What?
They enjoy
hearing us fail. What's that child's name?
I will not say it right now until
child?
I have the parents' permission.
Oh. Hello, Jayden. Jayden, you know why. You know what.
But so there are people, there's someone in their car right now that just heard us say that we're playing two-word tango, and they're like, ha, I bet they won't do it again today either.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess what? We're going to win today. Monica is going through the secret categories now.
We're
going
to win today.
Chris, and Monica, we come up with random categories to try to make it as fair as possible. We put those categories in a bowl. Monica is drawing the category now.
Okay, I have one. Let's see. It's balled up tight here.
And we're going to go.
Oh, crap.
We're going to go Chris, Monica, then Antoine, and whatever category just made Monica say, oh, crap.
Pro athletes.
Professional athletes.
I know a few. Okay.
I know all them all. Right.
Yeah, Antoine, can we just go around and just Antoine just jump in between me and Chris? Like
every single time.
Yeah.
All right, so Chris, you're going to go first, then Monica, then myself. Professional athletes. They have to be professional, so they can't be your little son that played rec sports at Upward Bound.
Oh, come on.
They have
on.
To be professional. Two-word tango.
Patrick Mahomes.
LeBron James.
Kobe Bryant.
Travis Kelce.
Chris Humphreys.
Steph Curry.
Michael Jordan.
J.J. Watt.
Derek Jeter.
Shaquille O'Neal.
Michael Jordan.
Already said that.
Oh, really? You already said it? Yeah, pull another
category. Michael Jordan Jr. Okay.
You know what? That would have counted because he has a Michael Jordan Jr. that played basketball.
Oh, can we? Okay. All right.
Actually, he didn't play professionally. He only played at Illinois.
Okay.
All right. So we got to keep going. We're going to do one more round.
Female singers.
Female singers. All right. We're going to do the same order. Chris, Monica, Antoine.
Carrie Underwood.
Taylor Swift.
Kelly Clarkson.
Mariah Carey.
Fantasia Barrino.
Beyonce Knowles.
Lady Gaga.
Michelle Williams.
Cher.
Britney Spears.
Lady Gaga.
I already said that.
Dang it!
Why are you just constantly repeating Chris?
He I don't know. Right I don't know what's going on. You know what? I just walked over to the window and I was going to just like do a bird thing and just bang my head on the window for a second. I don't know.
Could
you know
you
what?
Please.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Maybe to wake me up.
Well, you just made someone in their car happy twice.
I made Jayden happy.
Because we've lost
little
twice.
Little kid Jayden.
K92, Miss Monica's Hot List.
Smith Mountain Lake, they have their fourth annual restaurant week kicking off today, going through the 30th. So you can take advantage of all kinds of deals for 2 weeks where they have breakfast, lunch, and dinner specials at the restaurants in and around Smith Mountain Lake.
That's nice. And Smith Mountain Lake, that's a huge area. So there's a lot of restaurants that should be included in that.
Yeah. And Chris, have you been to Smith Mountain Lake yet?
I haven't. I've heard so much about it. I have to go soon, especially if the weather's getting nice.
Yeah. Yeah. So maybe in this 2 week span, you can, you know, check out some foods. All right. Ariana Grande, her grandmother did something very extraordinary. So Nana.
That's her grandma.
Marjorie Grande. She was featured on Ariana's song "Ordinary Things," and made history as the oldest artist ever to place Billboard Hot 100.
I'm going to say something that I know it's going to be mean to Nona, do it. Nana,
don't,
whatever.
Don't do it.
This stuff doesn't count. It doesn't count. I am annoyed when these artists, because Beyonce does it too. And when these artists find either their kid, when they have their kid or their grandparent just do like a quick little excerpt on the album.
Yes.
And now they get credit for being on Billboard. No, you don't get credit.
You listened to the song, didn't you, Chris?
I did.
And what did you think about Grandma?
Her Nona, Nana. Her Nona is so cute. She gives some good advice at the end of the song. And
see?
When he come home and I see him and the physical gets off that train, it was like God Almighty arrived. It was like seeing daylight.
I don't know. I want to hear Nana's old stories.
Nana, she is shutting it down. She deserves to be on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. She deserves to be right there.
Well, it's obvious Antoine is the grandma hater on the show.
Don't sit down somewhere and quest over Bob Barker.
Leave Nona alone.
All right. Actress Emma Roberts and my mom, Trigger, I feel like they're going to be besties. Because Emma Roberts, she has...
Is she on an album too, Trigger?
You know what? She may be. You know, she has... But Emma Roberts, she has this obsession with dolls. Creepy dolls.
Ugh.
And of course, she's a part of American Horror Story, so it makes sense there too. But she has a doll wall in her house, and she wishes that the dolls would just come to life. That's her fantasy. Like, she just, like, looks at them, she hopes that they just... start talking to her.
I have dialed 9 and 1 on my phone already.
And they said a lot of collectors are bothered because she doesn't have them in the boxes because, of course, she wants them to come to life. And people are bothered and upset. Like, her family and friends, they cringe.
They should be. No one should be okay with this.
Well, my mom has dolls, like those old creepy dolls.
Now, is your mom obsessed with them? Are they out? Are they out in the open? Oh, they're not. They're not like
open.
In boxes or in cases?
No, and they look like children. I mean, they look like... children.
Off air, I would like for you to text Trigger and ask her, what would she do if her dolls came to life? I want to know what her response is.
She would make breakfast for them, make dinner.
Okay.
I
am dialing that second one. Everyone's going to prison now.
Have a real life tea party. All right, I'm going to call this a Morning Thing consumer alert.
Okay.
It's the K92 Morning Thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris. And I found out something yesterday that companies are getting away with that I think should be totally illegal. I don't know when they were able to start doing this, but let me explain. So I was part of a subscription service probably about 6 months ago, and I no longer get product from them.
Uh-huh.
And I had, so they kept charging me. So what I did is I canceled the card that was attached to.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay, we're going to be good to go. Well, I log in to look at my credit card statement yesterday, and they're still charging me on that old credit card. So I'm like, maybe I didn't cancel it. So I went back, logged in. It's canceled. My old credit card number is still on there. I'm like, how can they charge a credit card that's not valid anymore?
How is that?
So I called my Discover card, and I found out yesterday, if you sign up for like a subscription service and you use a credit card, even if you cancel that card, they can still charge you for it.
Oh, okay.
They can still charge you. Somehow there's a loophole where they can still charge your old card.
Because you didn't delete your account, but you took the card off of there.
The card should not work at all.
Uh-huh.
Like, if I cancel a card, cut it up and throw it in the trash and get a new card, that old card, you should not be able to charge anything on it.
But new card is still with the company?
No, the new card is not part of the subscription service.
No. This is what Monica was saying.
It was a Discover card, so I got a new Discover card with a different number on it.
Yeah, so that's what Monica is saying. Mm-hmm. Monica is saying that maybe since you didn't cancel your Discover account, that companies have figured out a way to connect
the
two.
Go around it. Mm-hmm.
No, I got a new Discover card and everything.
I know, that's what we're saying, though.
But I asked my Discover card, I'm like, well, how can they charge a card that is no longer valid that we have canceled? She's like, well, some companies can, if you sign up for a subscription, they can still charge your old card and it comes over to your account. I'm like, that should be illegal.
I didn't know anything about
it. What I'm wondering is, and I think Monica, you might be wondering the same thing. Let's say Chris canceled that card, but then got a new card with Visa or a new card with MasterCard.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if that company could jump to a whole different credit card.
I don't. They shouldn't be able to.
No.
Yeah.
I think the only way out of that is if I'm going to try and call them again to cancel them, because the Discover card can't do anything about it. They said you need to call that company and have them cancel it on your end before we start doing
that's
an investigation.
That's a first. I've never experienced heard, that. No. Where if I cancel a card, then they can't charge it.
That is something new that I discovered. That should be illegal, right?
Yeah, I mean, what did you subscribe to? Like, so make sure we don't sign up for the whatever.
I know, exactly.
No, I mean, a streaming service can't do, but there's like products you can order that has a service, but that's not right.
Thought the first date went great, but now you're being left on red? Time to find out why you're being ghosted. This is Blown Off with Monica, Antoine, and Chris on K92.
All right, today on the show, we have Vanessa. Vanessa went out on a date with Daniel. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, just a heads up, I know Daniel blew you off, but he didn't do that to us because he's waiting on hold. We're going to bring him onto the show after you explain how you met Daniel.
Okay. We connected on a dating app. Like, we messaged back and forth for a couple weeks. We decided to have our first date at one of those paint and sip nights where, like, they tell you what to paint.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's fine. It was a dolphin jumping out of the ocean. It was real cute.
Simple enough, yeah.
After the paint night, I invited him back to my place.
So far, so good, right?
Right? I thought so. We just hung out the rest of the night, and he stayed over, and it was totally innocent. He just, like, literally stayed over, just talking, and then went to sleep.
Uh-huh. Mm. Having these first date slumber parties. Okay. Uh-huh. So everything sounds good so far.
Yeah, everything was good. In the morning, he met my roommate. I made the three of us breakfast, and he left. He texted me a couple days after, but, like, then they just dropped off.
Okay, let me ask you this. Do you think it has anything to do with the fact that you have a roommate? Did you tell him ahead of time?
I mean, I don't think so. There's nothing between me and my roommate. We're just friends.
All right. Well, Daniel, you've heard what Vanessa's had to say. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning, everybody. Vanessa. Yeah, I mean, what she just said is true about the date, but she's leaving out a major detail.
As they always do, Daniel.
Now, originally when you reached out to us, you told me that there's something she revealed via text message later that day after you left. What detail is she leaving out?
This roommate, you know, that we all had breakfast with together is her ex-husband.
You know what? I'm going to stop you right there. I had an idea because when Chris asked Vanessa about the roommate, you know, did that have something to do with it? Her first response was, we're just friends. I don't have feelings for my roommate.
Uh-huh.
So that was an interesting lead off there. Go ahead, Daniel.
So, Vanessa, is your roommate really your ex-husband?
Well, yeah, both of our names are on the mortgage. The housing market's a disaster. And if I sold the house, I wouldn't be able to afford in the same neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I will say this. I know a couple friends that have the same thing, like, set up, where things are expensive. So they split the house with their ex. It's unusual, but it works for them. So I do know some couples, like, ex, they're no longer couples,
uh-huh,
that have, you know, sparked new relationships.
And this works for you, Vanessa?
Yeah.
You know, like, I understand the housing market situation. I understand things change. But, like, Vanessa, you could have told me that before our date, you know, like, I stayed over. Yo, I had breakfast with the two of you. I made eggs for your ex-husband. That's weird.
That is awkward. I ain't gonna lie.
Did he say thank you, though?
Yeah, I mean, he was a nice dude, but, like, come on.
All right, Vanessa, I have to ask you this. At what point were you going to tell Daniel that's your ex-husband?
I mean, it didn't seem relevant. Maybe if we get to know each other better, like, it doesn't affect my life now. Why would I say that?
So, Vanessa, no judgment here. No judgment at all. But do you think that was more of an in-person conversation than sharing that information with Daniel over text message that your roommate, your ex-husband?
No, it was just, I said it when it was relevant. It's not a big deal. I don't have to sit someone down and be like, I was married once. Everyone has a history. I don't understand why this is such a big deal.
Well, do y'all plan on, like, finally breaking off and getting your own spot at some point?
Oh, yeah. Like, if I get a raise, you know, or something changes at the market, we could sell for a better price. But, like, right now, no.
All right, Daniel, so what do you think?
This is like, you and your ex can do whatever you want, and, you know, you can live together, you can be each other's booty call backup, you know, whatever you like. One, you could have told me earlier, and two, like, I just don't want to be part of it.
Wait, are you saying that her ex-husband and her are each other's booty backup call?
It sure
we're friends together. Right now. We haven't done that in like months.
But let that alcohol hit you. No, slaying. No.
But Vanessa, do you see how this could be awkward for Daniel, though? Because, you know, he slept over, your ex-husband is a wall away, and then having breakfast and not knowing. Do you at least understand where Daniel's coming from with the awkwardness?
No, I think he's really overreacting.
Okay. All righty.
Well, I mean, whatever you think, I think I'm going to see myself out, though. Like, I'm good. I'm good on it. They can just be one, whatever they are.
All right. That's probably a good idea. Take yourself out of that situation. Vanessa, you got the last comment.
I don't know. I'm going to find someone who is less weird about my situation. Sure. Better to know. Fine.
All right. If you've been blown off and want to know why and you want us to help you out, just email the show. Send us a message to mornings@k92radio.com and you could be the next guest on Blown Off. Kenya Grace and Strangers on K92. It's the Morning Thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris getting you in to go see L. King live at Dr. Pepper Park with K92's Wordplay.
Let's say good morning to Graham. What's up, Graham?
Good morning, team. What's happening?
Woo!
I feel like Graham should be our hype man.
I know.
Graham has the voice and the way you came in just now. Like, you should introduce sports teams. Like, you should be the announcer for, like, the 90s Chicago Bulls and stuff.
What about, like, WWE?
Oh, he could be a wrestling announcer. Uh-huh. Graham, what do you do for a living, if you don't mind sharing?
I am a self-employed contractor.
All right, I'm going to be honest with you. You're wasting your voice. I'm going to be honest. You're wasting your voice right now, Graham. All right.
If you smell what the Graham is cooking.
All right, Graham, who do you want to partner up with this morning? Me, Monica, or Chris?
I got to go Monica. She's hilarious.
You got
Antoine rolled his ass.
I tell you what, Graham may be wasting his voice, but he's not wasting his personality.
That charm. Uh-huh. Sometimes you have to lie to be charming, and that's what Graham just did. All right,
Monica's till you make it.
Monica's hilarious. All right, so the way this is going to work, Graham, Monica's in the soundproof chamber. When she comes back, I'm going to give her five random words, and she is going to say the first thing that pops in her head. So you just have to predict what Monica, the hilarious one, is going to say. Are you ready?
I'm ready to riz her up.
That is short for charisma to all of our geriatrics that are listening. Riz is short for charisma.
Don't be rude, Antoine.
Your first word is gift. What's Monica going to say when I say gift?
She's going to say rap.
Gift rap. All right. Your second word is action.
Packed.
Action packed. Third word, dollar.
Tree.
Dollar tree. Your fourth word is golf.
Ball.
Golf ball. And then the last one is always a name. Who is Monica going to think of when I give her the name Justin?
Bieber, baby.
Justin Bieber. All right, we got gift wrap, we got action pack, we got Dollar Tree, golf ball, and Justin Bieber. Chris is going to get Monica out of the soundproof chamber. I will say this, and I'm not just saying it because Graham is right here on the phone. He might have the best five that I've heard
really?
In a long time.
Okay.
I don't think he missed with any of these five, Monica.
All right.
You just got to get two out of the five.
Gonna do it.
Are you ready?
Do it to it, yep.
And Graham thinks you're hilarious. Just want to remind
everyone. Antoine rolled his ass again.
All right, here we go. The first word, gift.
Card.
Gift card. Graham, what did you say?
Rap.
Okay.
Both good answers. Action.
Action. Okay.
He didn't sing it. He did not sing it.
I'm going to go action packed.
Action packed is what you said. Graham, what did you say?
Packed.
Boom.
Okay.
See, I was thinking action figure, an action movie. Action pack never crossed my mind. Hmm. That's still a good answer. How about dollar?
Dollar bill, y'all.
Dollar bill?
Yep.
Do you want to include the y'all or just dollar bill?
Bill.
Okay, just that's dollar it, bill. Just want to make sure.
Okay, did he have y'all?
He also didn't have dollar bill. Okay. Graham, what did you say?
I had Dollar Tree, but dollar, I almost dollar said tree. Dollar bill.
If you would have said dollar bill, I would have unplugged the radio.
What?
I would have unplugged it.
All right, actually, it should be called a $1.25 tree now.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
How about golf?
Golf club.
Golf club. Ooh, that's a good one. It wasn't good enough. Graham, what did you say?
I don't think I'm going to El King because I said golf ball.
Golf ball.
All right.
Okay, we got it.
You got one more, Monica.
All right,
it's
one more.
Name. There are going to be two names that pop in your head, so you better say the
all
correct
right,
one.
All right, okay.
Justin.
Justin Bieber.
You going Justin
He's
Bieber?
He's all over the place. Do you the Biebs.
You think Graham would think Justin Bieber? You hear Graham's voice.
Graham Bieber.
I think Graham is a Belieber.
All right, Graham. Was it Bieber or was it Timberlake? What Justin did you say?
All I got to say is I said Bieber, baby.
Yeah. Okay, so Graham, you're going to see Elle King. She's going to be at Dr. Pepper Park Thursday, June the 20th. So you can get your tickets at drpepperpark.com. You got them from K92.
Let's go.
Thanks for bringing your good vibes to the show this morning, too.
Yeah, man, that was awesome. You guys are great.
It's the K92 Morning Thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris. And when you were a kid and you went to the mall, what was your favorite spot in the food court? What was your go-to meal when you ate at the food court?
Oh, this is an easy one for me.
Okay.
And it automatically brings a smile back to my face.
Uh-huh.
Because growing up, my mother never really took us for Chick-fil-A. Like, we never had Chick-fil-A as a family.
Mm-hmm.
But in the mall, in Piedmont Mall in Danville, Virginia, there was a Chick-fil-A there where there'd be a little kid out there or adult, whoever. They'd have a tray of the nuggets with toothpicks in them, like a little sample tray.
Yep. Oh,
and
man.
And that was the only time that I was able to get Chick-fil-A. My mother just didn't get it. And so that was my favorite. We went to the mall. I didn't want to go to the arcade. I didn't want to look at shoes. I wanted my little chicken nuggets on a toothpick.
Well, I am jelly about that because I didn't have Chick-fil-A until I was an adult.
You
can
buy it yourself.
Yes. For me, it would be Sbarro. Sbarro inside the mall. I would get that Stromboli, and they give you that little tiny cup of sauce that wasn't enough. I used to love that.
Oh, yeah. The pizza from there used to be great, too. Oh, so good.
Yeah, my go-to was definitely Sbarro, but I always had to get, like, a big cheese slice. That was my go-to. And for some reason, That pizza hit different than anywhere else.
Yes.
And at one time, as I got older, you know what? I'm craving Sbarro pizza. So I got a to-go pizza from the mall and took it home.
I used to do that too, Sbarro. And then one time it blew off the roof. I forgot I had it up on the... I was so upset.
That sounds like that was your fault.
It was.
Not Sbarro's fault.
No.
I think it's the fact that it comes in a singular box just for that slice that makes it hit different.
That's what it is.
Yeah, like the Sbarro was my go-to, and also had to go to Auntie Anne's.
Get you a pretzel?
The pretzel, but pretzel no salt.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wonder, like, who's getting the dots? Remember those little dot ice cream things? Is it called dots?
Definitely not me, but the Great American Cookie Factory, too. Or a company, Great American Cookie Company, where you can get, like, the giant chocolate chip cookies.
I wonder about them. Like, how did they beat out, like, you know, other restaurants are closing down, but the dots?
You're stuck on these dots.
I don't know what you're talking about. You don't know those little ice cream things?
Like
ice cream. I thought you were talking about the little candy boxes.
Those little ice cream dots.
Yeah, it's fairly, like, you can't buy them in the store anywhere. They're only at, like, random places, like at a sports game or, like, in the middle of the mall.
Who's keeping them open?
I do like the dots, though.
Chris is keeping them open. All right.
No, I'm asking that question because I came across this article. It had, like, the best food courts around the world. Uh-huh. And all the best food courts are outside of the United States. I feel like food courts have died in the U.S., but they're still thriving overseas. And I'm looking at some of these food courts.
Mm-hmm.
They got sushi. They got fresh baked goods.
So where are we going?
It's
where do we have to fly to?
Fancy. Like, Bangkok has a good one. Paris, like, all these other countries.
Okay.
It's like as much as we like to eat, the U.S. has given up on any kind of food court, at least in this area that I've seen. I think we need to revamp the food court. Like, let's just build a place that's just one big food court with great stuff.
Hashtag good news. Hashtag all the feels. It's Antoine's good news story of the day on K92.
Sporting events can be a little dangerous because, you know, whether it's a baseball game and the baseballs are flying out into the field or it's a football game and you make the mistake of running onto the field thinking you're trying to be funny, or at a hockey game where the hockey puck can end up in the stands. And that's scary. Monica's talked about all the time with being concerned about.
Yes. Yeah. I'm like, because back in the day, there was like an incident where someone was unfortunately hit by a puck.
Right.
Devastating.
Yeah, but fortunately, this story starts with a stray hockey puck, but it has a happy ending. A man named Andrew Podolak will be honored this weekend in Cleveland because a minor league hockey team there wants to celebrate him because he saved the life of a kid who was in the path of a stray puck.
I just saw it was like wobbling and whatnot, so I was like, oh God, the first thing I gotta do, first instinct is protect the kid, jump in front of it. I just kind of went off to the side and it actually hit me like on the inside of the hand right here.
And after he caught the puck, he told me that the empty seat next to him was his seat too. If I was him, I would have been switched seats.
I'm just so grateful. I'm so grateful.
Oh. It just blows my mind that the mother was like, if I was him, I wouldn't have been sitting beside my child. My child's annoying. That's all I heard right
yes,
there.
Yes, yeah. But thank goodness that, you know, God placed him right there.
Yeah, his reaction time.
Yeah, you had to be quick.
Really good. Because my reaction time, I'm ducking and been talking out the way.
Oh.
I had some popcorn or something in my mouth or whatever.
Yeah, my reaction would be the pace of a sloth.
Yeah. So make sure you go to these events, keep your head on a swivel, and shout out to all those local heroes.
It's the K92 Morning Thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris. About ready to get out of here. And if you missed this hour's cash keyword, it was back, B-A-C-K, enter back at K92radio.com or on the K92 radio app. And just a reminder, we give out keywords all day long, and you only have to enter each word one time for your shot to win.
Yeah, and we're giving more shots to win tomorrow because at 6:40 with the question of the day, we want to make sure that you are at the Berglund Center cheering on your Roanoke Rail Yard Dogs.
Yep. So we have a 4-pack of tickets to see them. It's round 2 of the playoffs this Friday night.
At 6:40 tomorrow morning.
And maybe screaming and cheering is not your thing. Maybe your thing is singing. Because
I want to sing.
Well, actually, no, that sounded pretty good.
Oh, thank you.
I was gonna shade you, but no, that was actually really good. So yeah. Go ahead and sing and let them know what they can win at 8:20 tomorrow.
Okay, so they're going to win a pair of tickets to see Elle King if they call in and play K92's Wordplay. She's going to be at Dr. Pepper Park Thursday, June the 20th.
And at 7:40, an all-new episode of Covert Confessions. We love all the great confessions we get from you every week. You can text in your confession to 52353. You're anonymous. We don't need your name or where you're from. We just want your confession. A lot of people also send us a voice memo. You can do that on your phone. Just send it to mornings@k92radio.com. Just record it on your voice memo and send it in.
So excited for those confessions tomorrow. The juicier, the better. But before we get out of here today,
we have the Morning Thing nugget. If you stumble, make it part of the dance.
All I can think about is every time I'm walking down the sidewalk and like I trip.
Oh,
and I
yeah.
Like, oh, no, I went to go for a slight jog.
It was a skip.
Jog. Brand new episode of The Thing tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. Peace.
Hello.
Later, Gator.
The K92 Morning Thing. Hear more at K92radio.com.